horse and runs the train. And who loves whom in lovers' lanes?
Do you know who rules the skies and the earth beneath?
And who digs for gold and fills it in their teeth?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish answers to these and other questions, stay tuned to this station for the first program of Columbia Presents Corwin. Tonight, in the first of a special limited series of eight broadcasts for CBS, Norman Corwin brings you Unity Fair, a carnival for your living room starring the Common Man in conjunction with Alfred Drake, Groucho Marx, and Keenan Wynn.
Yes, Unity Fair, featuring rare exhibits never before seen on the ground or heard on the air, including music by Burton Lane and Earl Robinson, with special lyrics by E.Y. Harburg.
Alfred Drake, Groucho Marx, June Richmond, and Keenan Wynn in Unity Fair.
All right, step right up here, folks. Move up close here. Get right on top of that old loudspeaker, folks. We're going to introduce to you the unparalleled phenomenon, the indomitable and undefeated champion of the 20th century. The management of Unity Fair is fortunate in the extreme to be able to make available to you, absolutely free of charge, no obligation whatever, that colossus of Colossi, that world-famed fighter and lover, builder of ships, farmer, athlete, scientist, taxpayer, speaker of languages, winner of wars and elections, the Common Man.
Hello, everybody.
Will you kindly tell us something about yourself, CM?
Why, sure.
Who are you?
I'm one of the people.
Oh, one of the people. Well, how does it feel to be one of the people?
Feels good.
Feels good, does it?
Match.
You think it's smart to be people?
Yep.
Can you back that up with evidence?
Yep.
You can? How?
Well, just sound A and make room for some of us folks to sing it.
Well, who's us?
Us people who it's smart to be.
Okay, go ahead.
Smart to be people, smart to meet them every place, smart to be part of the human race. It's smart to be people, joyful I can now rejoice, people are now the public's choice. They used to stand in bread lines, but now like dukes and earls, you'll find them in the headlines right there with glamour girls. It's smart to be people, that's the only victory plan. Join up or be an also-ran. It's the coming thing to be the common man.
Who builds the boats and runs the trains?
People! People!
And who loves who in lover's lane?
People! People!
Skies and all the earth beneath.
People, people, people.
Who digs for gold and fills it in their teeth.
People, people.
Who plants all the corn and all of the clover?
Who makes motor cars?
And who gets run over?
Who spend all their lives like no other creatures in blazing bleachers or double features?
Backbone of the nation. People, people.
Who increases the population.
People, people.
And as that fellow Jefferson once said, it's really quite an art to be people. So let's start to be people, cause it's smart to be people.
It's smart to be people, smart to meet them every place, smart to be part of the human race.
Lincoln was people. Joe DiMaggio was people. George Washington Carver was people. Some of my best friends are people. Why, it's smart to be people.
It's smart to be people. Joyful I can now rejoice. People are now the public's choice.
Before the war, we were Chinese.
We were Russian.
We were French.
We were British.
We were Scandinavians.
Then came the Atlantic Charter.
Ireland and San Francisco.
Now we are people.
We used to be in bread lines, but now like dukes and earls, you'll find us in the headlines. Right there with glamour girls. Extra.
To be people, that's the only victory plan. Join up or be an also-ran.
It's the coming thing to be the man.
It's the coming thing to be the common. Plain
Fair has the pleasure and the privilege of presenting to you the first and greatest single proven miracle of international cooperation and collective security. In this cage, ladies and gentlemen, behind these steel bars is the most ferocious beast ever captured by common man. Talks, acts, and looks like a human being, folks, but it ain't. It's pure, ornery, cussed animal from the tips of his fangs to the hairs on his hooves. He thinks it's smart to be animals, not people. It took the Allies 5 years and 9 months to bag this one specimen for Unity Fair. And here it is, folks, right behind this steel door. The original, brown-shirted Superman Aryan-type fascist known as the German Nazi. And now we're going to let you hear him and see him.
Heil.
All right, folks, quiet down. All right, Herman, you can speak for 1 minute. Then you have to get back into your cage, Herman.
It is untrue what he says. I was not a Nazi. Anybody who says I was a Nazi is a dirty Jew, Bolshevik, Democrat, imperialist, plutocrat, international banker, and a Red. The war was discontinued due to conditions beyond our control. But your apology is accepted, and we expect you to pay us reparations and to rebuild our cities, which you ruined with your terrorist Bolshevist air raid. We are lovers of peace, and if it had not been for aggression by Austria, Czechoslovakia, Poland, Britain, France, Holland, Belgium, Luxembourg, Norway, Denmark, Greece, Yugoslavia, there were others, the Soviet Union and the United States of America, we would never have defended ourselves. As for myself, I never was a Nazi. I am not today a Nazi. And I never expect to be a Nazi. I'll hit luck.
All right, now, quiet. All right, Herman, back into your cage. And now in this next cage, ladies and gentlemen, the Oriental-type fascist, equally vicious, original originator of the improved Greater East Asia Coast Prosperity... Pardon me, my tongue is perspiring. Greater East Asia, Gold Prosperity Sphere, specimen of the dangerous species known as Tojo the Dog-Faced Boy. With a flip of the electric switch, we open the steel grill to his cage and let you look upon this blood-curdling spectacle who talks, sings, and will, upon occasion, commit hara-kari.
Parameshiro's rocky coast to Kagoshima Bay. We would be pleased if all Americans kindly stay away. We wish to tend our garden and cultivate our trees, arranging pretty flowers and create drops for tea. If you wish old Nippon's culture to thrive, then don't support the next war loan drive. If the son of heaven, you are fun, O Hirohito. Then please, you must not buy U.S. war bonds. From Kobe's Navy Yard clear up to Yokohama, we are a peaceful land of geisha girls and the farmers. We love to paint and make up a poem and drink a hot sake. But we are best at honorable sneak attacking. Oh, if you wish Makata a nice long time to reign, then don't support the next U.S. loan campaign. And if you want East Asia co-prosperity to be, oh, Hirohito, do not buy a war bond of the Series E.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll just step across the midway, we'll take you inside the exotic temple of the Oracles of Doom, home of the experts of the crystal ball, greatest prophet since Joshua and Jeremiah, the fabulous species of men who eat their own words. You will see them studying the crystal ball and making predictions based on word from high authoritative circles, unimpeachable sources, and spokesmen close to official quarters. Come in here behind me, folks. Now, as soon as your eyes get accustomed to the gloom, you will see a backfield of oracles huddle over a large crystal ball on the center of the dais. They have not taken their eyes off this ball since 1938. At any moment now, you will hear the inside dope.
I have an important announcement to make. The Maginot Line is impregnable.
I foresee that Hitler cannot start a general war because Germany is close to bankruptcy.
I predict a phony war. The British will fight to the last Frenchman.
The Germans will never get to Paris.
The British will never hold out beyond the foggy season.
I see very clearly, both in the crystal ball and in my syndicated column, that the Germans will be in Moscow in 6 weeks.
It is my solemn obligation to report that the Russians are finished. They will never rise again.
We will never make 50,000 planes a year.
The Germans are not being defeated in Russia. They are just cold.
The Germans are not being defeated in Russia. They are withdrawing according to plan.
The British will fight to the last American.
The Russians will try to get to Berlin before us.
The Russians will sit back and wait for us to get to Berlin before them.
There will never be another free election in the United States.
They will never hold the San Francisco conference. It will be called off. Brand new prediction. We will have to fight Russia.
And so we leave the Temple of the Oracles of Doom, where the experts are prophesying the world of tomorrow, just as they prophesied the world of yesterday. All right, folks, just follow the zigzag line past the Temple of Oracles to the main exhibit. I refer to that titanic attraction, pride of the Western Hemisphere, gem of two oceans, spectacle of the age, the Great American Melting Pot.
The Army likes to take a crack at the Navy, and the Navy likes to kid the blooming Marines. But the Army and the Navy and Marines will put the bee on the son of a gun again, democracy. Capital may take a wallop at labor, the CIO may wrap the AFL, but the AFL and the CIO are ready to aim their sights on a son of a gun and fight the Bill of Rights. Though our melting pot may boil red hot with a thousand different types, though we left and right may have our fights, we all stand pat on the fascist rat and belittle the stars and right. Oh, public may roast the old Democrats, but 130 million strong will be. But 130 million strong will be very merrily in the log who hates democracy. The son of a gun again.
Folks, follow me closely. The management of Unity Fair has arranged to bring you one of the outstanding exponents of international picayunity, a man whose shrewd and penetrating analysis of handwriting, psychology, bumps on the head, dreams, visions, and world affairs is generally conceded to be not only acute, adroit, adept, adopt, but unauthoritative as well. Here he is, folks, the man who knows the story behind the story, behind the times, the originator and perfecter of picayunity.
Good evening. If you were listening to the radio earlier tonight, you no doubt heard a song entitled, It's Smart to Be People, a song glorifying the common man, which, while innocent enough on the surface, is in reality subversive. I can safely say, without fear of contradiction, that this song constitutes a menace to the peace of the world. Now let's look into the facts. The words of this tune were written by E.Y. Harburg. So far, so good. But if you will take the trouble to spell Harburg backwards, what do you get? You get Grubler. And Grubra, ladies and gentlemen, if you will take the trouble to look it up in any unabridged Sanskrit-English dictionary, is an old Babylonian term meaning sphere of influence. Yes, sphere of influence. But whose sphere of influence? Well, let's just investigate the facts. You will notice that Harburg is spelled H-A-R-B-U-R-G. This is freely admitted by parties close to Harburg. But anybody who is at all familiar with the international scene, and I once spent 2 weeks in England and 4 days and 4 days in the Soviet Union, anybody, I say, can tell this is merely a flimsy device for concealing a secret agreement among the powers. The H obviously stands for Holland, the A for Australia. Both R's, note that I say both R's, for Russia, B for Britain, U for the United States, and G for Greenland. Now, what does this mean? The two R's plainly mean two seats for Russia, as against one for us. But even more peculiar, what is Greenland doing in this combination? What is Greenland doing in any combination? And under whose sphere of influence is she? If you will recall the Versailles Treaty, Greenland was left out of the reparations plan. At Locarno, she was again ignored. I was there at the time. She was snubbed at the London Naval Conference. I was there at the time. I've repeatedly voiced a prophetic warning. Snub Greenland often enough, and she will coalesce. Well, we are paying for this today. Greenland, my friends, may coalesce over the weekend. I was there at the time. But that's not all. When you couple the Greenland threat with a report that Molotov crossed Market Street in San Francisco against a red light, you can readily see that the whole structure of the United Nations is in a very precarious condition. Furthermore, at the conference, a North American delegate, who shall be unnamed, said upon taking leave of a South American, quote, "You go Uruguay and I'll go mine." Unquote. Peruvian, beyond a shadow of a doubt, a split in the original Pan-American bloc. And a split off the old bloc would be playing right into the hands
of Saudi Arabia, historic rival of Bessarabia, and the one economic entente in the Balkans whose cordon sanitaire came through the war unscathed. This means danger. At week's end, one thing was clear. The song entitled It's Smart to Be People is no mere ditty. It is a Trojan horse whistle. And now for a word from our close friend and advisor, an Egyptian mummy.
Umji Faruk Kartush. Umumjik Hash Bimi. Siegfried line is impenetrable. Ashmara Kirosh.
All right, folks. Now on your way out of the analyst pavilion, you will pass an exhibit of modes of travel used by the expert whose summary of world affairs you have just listened to. In order to keep in constant touch with the up-to-the-minute developments here and abroad, the prophet of Picayunity and his friend and advisor, the Egyptian mummy, make use of two special conveyances. On your left, for overland travel, the improved, streamlined ox cart. And on your right, for sea and ocean travel, a large two-seater canoe, remodeled and refurbished after distinguished service in the French and Indian Wars. But for contrast to these vehicles, ladies and gentlemen, we take you across the Grand Mall of Unity Fair and inside the world's largest dry dock, where you'll see the greatest marvel of maritime construction since the launching of Noah's Ark. Yes, folks, you are now looking at the SS Sameboat Brothers, mightiest, fastest, oldest, and toughest of them all, Leviathan of the Deep, bigger than the combined Queen Mary, Queen Elizabeth, Normandy, the USS Iowa, and the Flying Dutchman. The crew comes from every one of the 51 United Nations, and so do the repairmen who have been overhauling this great behemoth of the deep right here in the tremendous dry dock of Unity Fair. And now, folks...
Just a minute. This raises a serious question. Is the balance of naval power in the balance?
One might
ask, why isn't the Swiss Navy represented?
If you don't mind...
Is this power politics all over again?
Out of the way, pick unity.
Now, if you spell unity backwards, you get itinu. And itinu, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, boys, take them away.
Furthermore, what about subversive activities in Hollywood? Is there an Egyptian mummy in the crew? What kind of a ship is this we have allowed to sneak into our dry dock? No Egyptian mummy. You'll hear from the mummy minority.
Yes, mummy. All right.
I'm coming, mummy.
Who's in charge here?
Well, I am.
Well, if it ain't our old friend, the common man, from the exhibit of the same name.
That's me. Are you ready to hear about the same boat, brother?
Take it away, CM.
Looked down from his holy place, said, Lordy me, what a sea of space, what a spot to launch the human race. So he built him a boat for a mixed-up crew, with eyes of black and brown and blue. And that's how come that you and I got just one world with just one sky.
We're in the same boat.
If you shake one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother. Oh, the boat rolled on, storm and breeze, past many a rock and many a reef. What kept them going was a great belief that they had to learn to navigate, 'cause the human race is special freight. If we don't want to be in Jonah's shoes, we'd better be mates on this here cruise.
We're in the same boat, in the same boat, brother. Same boat, in the same boat, brother.
And if you shake one end, you're gonna rock the other. It's the same boat, brother.
Boiler.
look sometime for the crew to learn. What's bad for the bow ain't good for the stern. If a hatch takes fire in China Bay, well, Horder's deck's gonna blaze away.
Take home a souvenir of the fair. Attractions to delight the eye, please the brain, and sharpen the senses. You'll find all kinds of useful and ornamental souvenirs of this stupendous exposition on sale as you go out. Beautifully packaged individual items out of the world of tomorrow.
There'll be 60 million jobs, for
to be people, that's the only victory plan. Join up or be an also ran.
It's the coming thing to be the man.
It's the coming thing to be the common plain
to Norman Cohen's production of Unity Fair, first of a limited series of eight CBS broadcasts under the familiar title Columbia Presents Corwin. Keenan Wynn, who performed the role of the Barker, is one of the stars in the forthcoming MGM picture Weekend at the Waldorf. Alfred Drake, soon to be seen in the Columbia musical Cars and Spars, is heard in songs by Burton Lane and Earl Robinson. Groucho Marx will soon be seen with his brothers in A Night in Casablanca. Lud Gluskin conducted the orchestra and chorus. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
WBNS Columbus.